Well, a blessed Thanksgiving to you. I have a story that I have to tell you today. It's a story that I just heard the other day that I had never heard before, and I found it so beautiful that I just have to tell you this morning. It is about the church that is my home church, Grace English Lutheran Church in Lutherville. If you've ever been there, it's a beautiful sanctuary. It was not the original sanctuary. They were originally down on Broadway, but apparently when they came up from Baltimore City and went out to the county, as did many churches in that era, to avoid the urbanization and in part of white flight, they brought with them this beautiful cross that was given to them before the church was even built there on Broadway. And this cross is beautiful. It's so elegant. It looks like the kind of cross you would expect in a well-to-do neighborhood in Lutherville. But it's this huge cross, this elegant wood, and it has a shape carved into it like the shadow of the crucified Christ. And it's just, it's so breathtakingly beautiful. And I had never heard the story of how it came to be. And the other day, my husband was on the phone with a gentleman whose mother had given that cross. And she had given that cross after her husband had died. Now, she was a young woman with four children at home, and her husband died. And she had little money to get by living with those four kids in a Baltimore City row home. But she was able to scrape by enough money, and with the help of her deceased husband's friends, who were carpenters, and with the help of those who decided that they would design it and would offer the wood as a gift, they were able to put together this beautiful cross that still hangs in that gorgeous sanctuary in Lutherville. And I was so inspired by that because it was not the gift, as you might expect, of the well-to-do family of the parish that started that church. But no, it was this simple widow who just wanted to honor the great gift that she had in a beloved husband. She did it out of a time of mourning and sadness. And that kind of generosity, it did not die with her. But my husband was talking with this gentleman because he wanted to do everything he could to care for the families who had suffered from a fire there in Highland Town on Sunday evening. That has inspired a lifetime of generosity. That simple gift. It was this struggling widow who gave praise to God. A day of Thanksgiving is a well-established tradition in this country. Not actually just in this country, not just in the United States, but all over the world. A day to give thanks. First for the fall harvest, but in early America in Plymouth, it also happened in Virginia, but I was thinking about the story in Plymouth this week. A day of Thanksgiving for the Native Americans who had helped the pilgrims avoid starving to death. Though merely a decade later, Thanksgiving would be used to give thanks to God for the blood of Native Americans spilled to make way for the expanding colony. So yes, the pilgrims gave thanks, having come so close to starvation. And yes, the Native Americans gave thanks for the ability to help, not out of their abundance, but simply out of a desire to help their fellow man, not knowing that they too were facing extinction. Thanksgiving in this country was not born out of an abundance and prosperity, but out of adversity and hardship, not taking for granted what they did have, knowing how close they came to losing it all, It was not a joyous celebration of people who had it all. It was a group of barely surviving pilgrims and Native Americans giving thanks for just enough, who gave praise to God. So also, notice which one of these 10 lepers who are healed comes back to thank Jesus. It is not those who, it seems, are among the people who would go to Jerusalem to go and present themselves together as a community, to go and say that they have been healed, to gather the witness of one another, to say, we are now well, please allow us to rejoin the community. But no, it was the one who was the Samaritan, the foreigner, the outcast, the one who would go it alone to go back home. Not taking for granted what they did have. Not knowing if they would have a job when they got back home. Not knowing if their family would welcome them back in. Not knowing that he would have a place to live. But it was this foreigner who gave praise to God. There's so much we can't have right now. You protect what you have all the more. Not your wealth or your privilege, but you protect the people who gave you life. You protect your community that you long to feast with again. When I was in college, I attended a strange little Lutheran church called UniLu. There's a few of them across the country. They're a partnership between a regular neighborhood church and a university. And so University Lutheran there in West Philly gathered a strange collection of individuals. And part of that strange collection was the people who would come every Tuesday for what was called Feast Incarnate. And I've come to realize that I took that community for granted. That community that gathered was so gifted and so diverse, and I think I just saw it as a way to serve, that it was what I was supposed to do when I was being a good Christian by going there each Tuesday and helping to serve the meal. But I didn't fully appreciate the meal and the gathering as the people who gathered there did, because it was their community. It was what they had to get them through difficult times. There is hardship that many of us will never face, homelessness, addiction, living in a war zone. But it was that beautiful collection of neighbors, dealing with issues beyond our reckoning, who gave praise to God. What if the hardship of these days could give us access to a deeper sense of gratitude? The gratitude of those who have so little and deal with so much. Now, I'm not saying that anyone should seek out suffering, but it may be that in the absence of so much, we can gain some clarity for what we do have. We can't gather for that large family meal today, but we have friends and family who are alive, who we can talk to, who we can share memories with, who we can laugh with, who we can cry with. We can't worship in person this Thanksgiving Day, but what a gift it is that we can worship without fear of persecution. We aren't counted among the super rich, at least I don't know any of us who are. But we can bring by a few canned vegetables or a Christmas ham. Our isolation and frustration brings us to tears. But so also the little things bring us to tears of joy. Pictures of grand and great grandchildren, a phone call with a friend just to catch up, a walk in the neighborhood, an opportunity to connect. It was us. It was us who, in our frustration and sadness, came to appreciate what is truly meaningful, who gave praise to God. One final word. You heard Kent read this morning from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, God loves a cheerful giver. I worry that this is misleading these days. That we might read it to say, just swallow the hurt, the pain, put on a happy face, pretend that everything's fine. Yes, there's no Macy's Day Parade going through New York City. Yes, we can't gather with friends and family, but it's fine. It's all good. Just give freely, as if everything's okay. But I don't believe God wishes for any of us to pretend cheerfulness when we are far from it. Rather, feel all the feelings. Speak aloud your exhaustion and uncertainty, and find within yourself the blessings that God has given you. Find a deep joy, maybe not a partying joy, maybe not a festive joy, but a deep joy in what you can do, in giving what you are able. The story does not go that it was the one who had it all who gave praise to God. No, it was the one who had lost it all, including hope, that in being granted hope again, though far from certain, gave praise to God. So when you lose hope, when you are lost in your sadness, may God draw you out to see your blessings anew. May we on this strange Thanksgiving be among those who give praise to God, who gave us life and breath and community and his own Son. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.